Yasuranandana Padanjana Rahindana Yasuranandana Padanjana Rahindana Yasuranandana Rajan Janadan Jana Munatira Vana Chari Munatira Vana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Tunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Tunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Tunja Vihari Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Nitai Gaur Haribo Haribo Hari bol Nitai Gaur Hari bol Srila Prabhupada ki jai Gopinandi Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna, today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 10, Texts 4 to 8. So how do we do this? 8 only. Okay. So shall I read Sanskrit? And yeah? Sanskrit exercise, pretty long one. Guru arte tyakta rajo vyacharat anubhana patmam padvyam prijayaha panispara shakshamavyam mrijita patarujoyo harindranu jadvyam vairupyak churupanakya prija viraha rusa rapita brubrijimba trastad virvadashetu kaladhavadahanaha kola Koshalendro Patannaha. Translation. To keep the promise of his father intact, Lord Ramachandra immediately gave up the position of king and, accompanied by his wife, Mother Sita, wandered from one forest to another on his lotus feet, which were so delicate that they were unable to bear even the touch of Sita's palms. The Lord was also accompanied by Hanuman, king of the monkeys, brackets, or by another monkey, Sugriva, and by his own younger brother, Lord Lakshman, both of whom gave him relief from the fatigue of wandering in the forest. Having cut off the nose and ears of Shurpanaka, thus disfiguring her, the Lord was separated from Mother Sita. He therefore became angry, moving his eyebrows and thus frightening the ocean, who then allowed the Lord to construct a bridge to cross the ocean. Subsequently, the Lord entered the kingdom of Ravana to kill him, like a fire devouring a forest. May that Supreme Lord, Ramachandra, give us all protection. Text number 5. Vishamitra dhare jenam marichadhya nishachara pasyato lakshmanas chai lakshmanas jaiba hattanai ratta pungabaha. In the arena of the sacrifice performed by Vishvamitra, Lord Ramachandra, the king of Ayodhya, killed many demons, rakshasas, and uncivilized men who wandered at night in the mode of darkness. May Lord Ramachandra, who killed these demons in the presence of Lakshman, be kind enough to give us protection. Texts 6 and 7. Yoloka vira samito danur aisham mugram sita swayambara grihe trishato panitam adaya bala gaja lila iveksu jastim Sajim kritam dripam vikriksha babanjamadye jitvanurupa gunashilavayo angarupam sita vidam shriyam urashi abilatvatmanam marge brajam brigupatir vyanayat pradudham darpam mahim akritar jastri araja bijam. O King, the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra were wonderful, like those of a baby elephant. In the assembly where Mother Sita was to choose her husband in the midst of the heroes of this world, he broke the bow belonging to Lord Shiva. This bow was so heavy that it was carried by 300 men. But Lord Ramachandra bent and strung it and broke it in the middle, just as a baby elephant breaks a stick of sugar cane. Thus the Lord achieved the hand of Mother Sita, who was equally as endowed with transcendental qualities of form, beauty, behavior, age, and nature. Indeed, she was the goddess of fortune who constantly rests on the chest of the Lord. While returning from Sita's home, after gaining her at the assembly of competitors, Lord Ramachandra met Parashuram. Although Parashuram was very proud, having rid the earth of the royal order 21 times, he was defeated by the Lord, who appeared to be a Kshatriya of the royal order. Text number 8. Okay, so now we can all repeat. Ya Satya Pasha Parivita Pitur Nidesham Ja Satya Pasha Parivita Pitur Nidesham. Eshtrainasya Chapi Shirasa Jagrihe Sabarya. Eshtrainasya Chapi Shirasa Jagrihe Sabarya. Rajam Srijam Pranayinaha Surido Nivasham. Rajam Srijam Pranajina Surido Nivasham. Tyaktva Jayo Vanam Asun Iva Muktasanga. Tyaktva Jayo Vanam Asun Iva Muktasangaha. Prabhus. Ya Satya Pasham Parivita Pitur Nidesham. Strainasya Chapi Shirasa Jagrihe Savarya. Rajam Sriyam Pranayina Surido Nivasham. Tyaktva Jayo Vanamasun Iva Mukta Sangha. Ya Satya Pasha Parivita Pitur Nidesham. Srainasya Chapi Shirasa Jagrihe Savarna. Rajam Srijam Panayina Surido Nivasham. Tyaktva Jayo Vanamasun Iva Mukta Sangha. Anyone else? Ya Loroma Chandra Hu Satya Pasa Parivita Pitu of his father, who was bound by the promise to his wife. Nidesham, the order, Strainasya, of the father, who was very much attached to his wife. Cha, also, Api, indeed, Shirasa, on his head, Jagrihe, accepted, Sabairya, with his wife, Rajam, the kingdom, Shriyam, opulence, Pranayinaha, relatives, Suridaha, friends, Nivasham, residence, Tyaktva, giving up, Yayo, went, Vanam, to the forest, Asun, life, Eva, like, Muktasangaha, a liberated soul. Translation: carrying out the order of his father, who was bound by a promise to his wife, Lord Ramachandra left behind his kingdom. Opulence, friends, well-wishers, residence, and everything else, just as a liberated soul gives up his life, and went to the forest with Sita. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Maharaj Dasarath had three wives, one of them Kaikeyi, served him very pleasingly, and he therefore wanted to give her a benediction. Kaikeyi, however, said that she would ask for the benediction when it was necessary. At the time of the coronation of Prince Ramachandra, Kaikeyi requested her husband to enthrone her son, Bharat, and send Ramachandra to the forest. Maharaj Dasarath, being bound by his promise, ordered Ramachandra to go to the forest, according to the dictation of his beloved, and the Lord, as an obedient son, accepted the order immediately. He left everything without hesitation, just as a liberated soul or great yogi gives up his life without material attraction. Carrying out the order of his father, who was bound by a promise to his wife, Lord Ramachandra left behind his kingdom, opulence, friends, well-wishers, residence, and everything else, just as a liberated soul give up his life, and went to the forest with Sita. Omagyana timirandasya gyananyana salakaya chakshurunmilitam jena tasmai sri gurave namaha namam vishnu padaya krishna prastaya bhutale srimate bhakti vedanta swamini tinamine namaste saraswati deve gauravani pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavari Paschatya Deshatarine. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, today is a very auspicious day, Radharani's appearance day, Radhastami. And we're reading here about how she, in the form of Sita, also manifested the quality of renunciation. In fact, the whole pastime of Lord Ramachandra, amongst many other things, show one of the six qualities of the Supreme Lord. The Lord is described as someone who has these six opulences in full: knowledge, fame, beauty, strength, renunciation is one of them, and that's what is shown here, how he gave up everything. So the Lord can give up everything. He's not attached. He's self-satisfied. So that's the pastime of Ramachandra. And here in this
few verses, the entire Ramayana is summarized. In fact, there is a reason why the pastimes of Ramachandra are so condensed in Bhagavatam. You have the Mahabharata is very long, also Ramayana is very long. But here you find in a very short section, relatively short or comparatively short, the story of Ramachandra. And it is explained because Sukadeva Goswami brings the essential pastime of Ramayana, just the aspect where bhakti is manifested. Although the whole Mahabharata is related to Krishna, the whole Ramayana is related to Lord Ram, but just some aspects particularly relate to the Lord directly. So that's why the Ramayana is very briefly. Also, there are parts in the initial cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, we see some parts of Mahabharata described there. The passing of Grandfather Bhishma and the prayers of Kunti and other bits and pieces here and there. So the idea is that Bhagavatam is not different from the Lord. And in the Bhagavatam we find the description of the Lord and how can we see, Prabhupada explained, the Lord face to face. The Lord, the Bhagavatam is divided into different parts, right? Who knows all the parts? You know everything. So the first cantos, the first two cantos are compared to the lotus feet, and then it goes up. The third and fourth and fifth, his navel, the sixth, his chest, seven, eight, and anyway, we're in the ninth canto, we're in the neck. Is that correct? Yeah? Huh? Throat. Yeah. So we are getting there. That's the idea. We're getting there. So the tenth canto shows the face of the Lord. So the process of hearing Bhagavatam is for that purpose, to eventually see the Lord face to face. That's what Prabhupada explains. Prabhupada actually just brought the first canto. He brought only the first canto. And I never read it, but I heard it from a couple of very senior devotees, saying that one time Prabhupada was asked why he put so much in the first canto. If you read the first canto, it's so powerful, power-packed. And Prabhupada commented, because I thought I will not live to complete the Bhagavatam. Prabhupada stopped commenting Bhagavatam at the very end of his days. What is it? Prayers by Lord Brahma? Yeah? So we can see that Prabhupada got there despite his old age. Despite all the adversities, he got us there. He commented. He didn't complete the whole 10th canto. In fact, what year was that? 74, if I'm mistaken. Prabhupada stopped, I don't know if he stopped, or parallel to his translation, he starts summarizing the Krishna book, which is the 10th canto. Right? And there are many amazing pastimes of how Prabhupada was so happy when the book was printed. And he wanted in a big size. Have you seen the old Krishna book? You know, the big size, large size. Somehow he wanted that. We don't see those so much around, but Prabhupada specifically wanted that. It's a big book. And he was in a Ratha Yatra, I forgot exactly where. And the box of the Krishna book arrived. And he came down, and somebody came, I forgot, Ramananda, I forgot who, and told Prabhupada, the Krishna book is here. And he said, bring them immediately. So he just took it, and people start practically snatching off the book from his hands. You know, I think he was asking for $20, but people were giving, you know, 20, 50, 100. Just in no time, the book just disappeared, you know. And the devotees tell how they were doubtful, Rameshwar Prabhu and others, doubtful that such a, you know, it's hard sometimes to sell books. You know, sometimes you want to make it smaller, make it easier, make it cheaper, etc. But this big book, you know, it's more expensive, and people, oh, what is this? And Prabhupada wanted pictures of Krishna. No, you know, like now, sometimes we take books, it's kind of new agey, yoga, and all these sort of things, so people can easily relate to it. But Prabhupada said, no, I just want pictures of Krishna right there in front of it. And yeah, he was right. I mean, Prabhupada had that Shakti. So the intention of Bhagavatam is to present us Krishna, to introduce us to Krishna. In the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the sages of Naimisharanya present 6 questions. And Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas explained that the whole Bhagavatam, how many verses Bhagavatam? 18,000. I think there's a purport where Prabhupada says 17,996. But 18,000 verses, the majority of it is to answer these 6 questions. And what is the first question? What is the most beneficial thing for humanity? The sages were thinking, not how can I improve or how can I be saved, but how can everyone else be saved? That is the mood of Srimad Bhagavatam. One characteristic, because Prabhu said that generally Radharani is glorified at night, but we can, you know, introduce a little Srimati Radharani's katha, although I'm not qualified, but generally it is said that Radharani is not mentioned in Bhagavatam. Right? Although one time Prabhupada was asked that, and he said, why are you asking this question? It was a class that he was giving on something else. And Prabhupada didn't like that the devotee asked. However, he said, she is mentioned. And then he gave some reference, like indirect. The reason it is explained by some of the acharyas why Radharani is not fully described all throughout, or her name is not mentioned, is because Sukadev Goswami, who is explained as being one of the parrots, Sukha means parrot, in the spiritual world, if he would have to pronounce Radharani's name, then he will faint. The whole Bhagavatam program would have been stopped. So that's why Radharani's name is not directly referred to or often or emphasized in Srimad Bhagavatam. But the idea is that Srimad Bhagavatam presents the concept of pure devotional service. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ends with the recommendation of surrender. First of all, Krishna reminds us who we are, what is our duty, what we need to understand, what we need to know, what we need to learn, what we need to experience. It's a progression. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna presents the progression of devotional service. What do we need to think? Each chapter is scientifically presented to understand Krishna. And then Krishna presents himself in the middle chapters of the Bhagavad Gita. Why God is God? It's not fanatism. He explains why he is God, what he offers to us, in which way can we connect with him, what are the most dear things to him, what are the most dear people to him, what is their relationship. Everything is systematically. And then the last section of the Bhagavad Gita, he explains how can we apply both knowledge from the first and second section into this material world, the prison house, material nature. So it's very practical. Prabhupada often would say, this is scientific. That book, remember, used to be very popular, The Science of Self-Realization, very powerful. Many, many devotees, I personally got convinced to join because of that book. So that's the idea, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. The concept of who is Krishna? Who are we? What's our relationship with Him? So one of the questions is, what is the most beneficial thing for humanity? And also another question is, why the Lord appeared in particular forms? Why He appears in His different incarnations? Who knows the six questions by heart? Anybody? Just to wake us up. Right. Yep. Right. Yep. 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 The fifth one is, it says, fully describe the activities of Lord Hari's incarnations within this universe. Yeah. I mean, that's included in the first one, but that's a question that comes. There are many questions that come. Like in the Bhagavad Gita, you have questions by Arjuna. So the questions go like this. What is the ultimate benefit for mankind? What is the essence of all the scriptures? What is the reason for which the Lord took His birth from Devaki? Describe the wonderful deeds of the Lord when He assumed the forms of Brahma, Rudra, for the purpose of creation, maintenance and destruction of the universe. Fully describe the activities of the Lord, Lord Hari's incarnation within this universe. And where has religion taken shelter after Krishna retired to His own abode? So that's the idea. Krishna has gone, but the Bhagavatam is not different from Krishna. And through Bhagavatam, we can have a connection with Krishna. So it's very auspicious day today, Srimati Radharani's auspicious appearance day, and you will hear about her pastimes tonight. One of the things that the Bhagavatam has also 10 topics, just like Bhagavad Gita has 5 topics, the Bhagavatam has 10 topics. And one of the main topics that is emphasized or take us to the point of bhakti, it's what's called in Sanskrit, poshana, or protection. And if you notice, if you remember, the last two lines of the verses, the first two verses that we read, say, may that Supreme Lord, Ramachandra, give us all protection. That's the last line of text 4. And the last line of text 7, he says, may Lord Ramachandra, who killed these demons in the presence of Lakshman, be kind enough to give us protection. So poshana is something that leads us to consider bhakti as the main option. We all are basically fearful of so many things in this material world. You can think, what am I most fearful of? What is our fear? What is our nightmare? Sometimes we are attached, family, friends, body, properties, riches, etc. So we carry intrinsically this fear in our life. And we may say, no, I'm tough, I'm brave, but fear is there. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that generally a jiva approaches the Lord. He also, Lord Krishna also explains, what is the verse, the Sanskrit verse, 4 people come to me? Is that chapter 7? Chapter? No? Yes. Yes. So 4 type of men come to me, right? And one of them is the one who's suffering. Right? I don't know what's your category, but when I joined, I internally I was suffering a lot because I was thinking, what's going to be of my life? I'm going to die. I'm 18 years old, 19 years old, but I see my grandparents and my great grandparents, and they are going, and all these people are running up and down, but they are going to go also, and what's going to be of my life? I was very, very confused. So the Lord offers protection. In the Bhagavad Gita, that's also something that it's constantly offered to the devotee, to Arjuna, to us through Arjuna. So in this particular pastime, the Lord will show the level of protection that he gives to his devotee. Another one, it's Nrisimhadev pastimes. Sometimes if you describe the love of a mother or a father, if his sons or her sons and daughters are attacked, then the description will be he or she becomes like a lion or like a lioness, like that. So because of the love that the devotee, the relationship that the devotees have with Krishna, then the Lord becomes so, furious, and he takes the form of Nrisimhadev to protect the devotee. So in this way, Ramachandra also manifests his pastimes to protect his devotees. That's the idea. Everyone felt so sheltered by Lord Ramachandra. Now, the interesting thing of Srimad Bhagavatam has a few ways to see it. One way is the historical way. Sometimes you see the history of certain dynasties, right? And all these kings and the descendants and the wives and the, like that, you know, so the kingdoms and their, what's it called, genealogy. So that you have the historical part. Then you have the geographical also. You have cosmology, right? You got fifth canto, seventh canto, the different, dvipas, the different islands, like that. But then you have the philosophical part. You know, we know that we are not the body. We know that we are manifested from some spiritual source. And all that is described in different parts of the Bhagavatam too. So the philosophical parts are there. Where do we come from? What is our source? How this world is manifested? First creation, secondary creation, all these philosophical things are there. And now some of us, like in my case, sometimes and most times, these sort of concepts are just too big for me to understand or to grasp. They just go over my head. But the essential message of Bhagavatam is the devotional message. That anybody, even if someone is very ignorant, illiterate, can understand, here it is someone more powerful than me. Here it is someone who's kind enough, says the verse here. We pray that he's kind enough to give us protection. And that's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains. There are three reasons why somebody approaches the Lord. One is out of fear. The other one, it's out of duty. And the other one, it's out of love. So in the beginning stages, we are very fearful. Oh, Krishna, please help us to get through this. You know, generally, we some of us, in my case, I have to say, you know, I live in Mayapur, so the road from Calcutta to Mayapur, my Guru Maharaj, Soni Jayapataka Swami, says it's more dangerous than going around the world. He says, around the world, somehow I feel... But when I drive from Calcutta to Mayapur, you know, it's very treacherous. And the drivers, and it's basically a one-car road in many places, but there are two, three trucks and all that. So we are always fearful. You know, oh, what about if I meet an accident? And, you know, fear is there. But then eventually, due to the association of the devotees, the mercy of Guru and Krishna, the Vaishnavas, then you become a little bit dutiful. Who's the temple commander here? Prabhu. The thankless task. Do you still use water syringes? No? Squirts? That's what we used to use in our days in the ashram. So, wake up, Prabhu. Don't sleep during japa time. Don't eat with this hand. Don't put things, don't touch with... Yeah, that's... Especially when devotees are very new. So then I remember that in our days, if we will commit a major mistake, like missing Mongol Arctic or coming late for this or that, then we had to fast one meal. That was our temple commander. I am serving with him, Seva Prabhu, in Mayapur. So fear is there, then duty develops. Okay, I have to do it. I don't like to do it, but I'll do it anyway. Sometimes one Prabhupada disciple, Lochananda Prabhu from Argentina, used to tell me, even out of false ego, sometimes we have to do it. Just, okay, it's better that you do it out of false ego than you don't do it. I mean, I remember he was very practical. Just do it, Prabhu, just do it. Don't think too much, just do it. No, but I don't like to, you know, wake up early, or I don't like to, I don't know, go on Harinam or go inside. Just do it. Even Krishna used that argument, right? In Bhagavad Gita. What would other people think of you? Well, how they will describe you? What does he say? Infamy is worse than death. You know, when your ego is crushed and somebody comes and embarrasses you or chastise you or insults you in public, and then you get so affected. So sometimes even out of false ego, just do it, just do it. But then gradually, after the years, it doesn't have to be long, or after the days or months or weeks, then eventually something starts manifesting in your heart. And then you think, let me do something for Prabhupada. Let me do something for the devotees. Let me do something for the deities. That spark starts manifesting, right? Has the movie Hare Krishna come to town? Has already? In Chicago? Oh, you saw? Yeah. How, you know, the story is narrated, how Prabhupada brought that concept. Let me do something. No, many times Prabhupada said, just do something. Yeah, it's just a little, you know. The famous pastime when Prabhupada is in New York preaching in a, I think it was a Sunday feast or something like that, and a drunkard come in with a some rolls of toilet paper, right? So he's stumbling here and there, and then he walks in and, you know, create a little commotion. People think, this guy, you know. Prabhupada said, just see, you know, the natural tendency to serve is there. The drunkard bringing some toilet paper, you know, but that attitude. And that is the power of bhakti. And Krishna explains that in the Gita also. You know, swalpamapi asya dharmasya, just a little bit. So that, it's basically Krishna consciousness and the message that Prabhupada brought. Just do something. Even if you don't want it, even if you want to do it out of false ego, okay, do it, but do it. Of course, we preach pure devotional service. We have that middle section where Krishna explains the gradual process of devotional service. So here we are. In this wonderful movement, ISKCON, although many people can say many things, especially in their internet nowadays, you can find so much rubbish and criticisms. But the point is that whatever people says and whatever happens, we still continue to be spirit souls. That doesn't change. Krishna continues to play the flute. That doesn't change. We come from Him. That's not going to change. And Krishna consciousness, this movement is giving us the opportunity to reconnect ourselves with Krishna. That's the whole idea. And Prabhupada often would say, it's very simple. Very, very simple. You know that line when he says in the purport of the Maha Mantra, even a dog can take part. Have you heard that part? Yeah? Even a dog can take part. And the first time I read that, I thought, that must be a typo, for sure. Or maybe his accent, or even a dog can take part. And I remember maybe 10 years ago, the first time I took my sons, my family to Mayapur, there was a Harinam, you know, a Harinam coming to, they bringing the deities to the temple, and there was a dog, and the dog literally was jumping, like almost with his hands raised like that, you know. And they call him Harinam. The dog's name was Harinam. And I saw the dog, and And the devotees were like, hey, Harinam, Haribol, Haribol. It was, you know, and everything that Prabhupada said, everything that Prabhupada did had such a powerful effect in humanity. Not only humanity, but even a dog can take part, you know. So this is the wonderful aspect of Krishna consciousness, that even a dog, you know, it is explained that one of the acharyas, who is that? I think Orkishwardas Babaji Maharaj, he writes a song, and in one of the lines of the song says, Tumi kukure Vaishnava. Any Bengali here? Bengali background? No? Kukure. Kukure means dog. Tumi kukure Vaishnava. Let me be your dog, he says, you know. So Krishna consciousness is very simple. We just have to have that mentality. Let me be a servant, you know. People are very fond of dogs in America, you know, people, pets, it's like, Australia as well. You pamper them and buy them. Sometimes you go to the stores and there's a dog pet section, right? And there's toys and there's beds and there are blankets and so many things. So what simpler than that? We want to be servants. Dog sounds like, oh no, I don't want to be a dog. But that's the idea. Our names are Krishna Das, Govinda Das, Radharani Dasi. And one of the translations of the word Das or Dasi is a slave. A servant, we say, oh, servants of Krishna. But actually, the context, it's a slave. Right? Why? Because out of love, what does a slave mean? That you have no option. You are chained, right? By force to do something. But just like a mother who has no option but to think all the time of the baby, right? Father or mother think all the time of their sons and daughters. In the same way, the devotee, it's a slave. By the love that he or she has for Krishna, all the time, thinking of Krishna in different ways. So that's the mood of a devotee, and that's why the Lord appears. The answer to these questions is particularly in regards of the Lord's pastimes. It's to reclaim those honest souls in the mode of goodness. That's the answer. The textual answer. Right? The Lord appears, so he reclaims those honest souls. When Srila Prabhupada told Hridayananda Maharaj to go and preach in South America, Hridayananda Maharaj was in the room with other devotees. I believe he was in LA, Los Angeles. And Maharaj tells how perplexed he was. How he's going to do it? He didn't have South American Latin devotees, maybe here and there a few, scattered in different places. He didn't have money, he was a sannyasi. So then he said, my natural reaction generally was, yes, Prabhupada. Whatever Prabhupada said, devotees would go, yes, Prabhupada, we'll do it. So he was also, you know, he's very enthusiastic. And then he thought, yeah, yes, Prabhupada. But then he thought, how am I going to do this? So he said, he looked perplexed. And then he says, Prabhupada, how am I supposed to do that? And Prabhupada said, Chan Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. He said that. And Hridayananda Maharaj, he thought, well, that's quite a simplistic answer. And then with that perplexed look in his face, he sort of was about to ask, is that it? And Prabhupada said, in a smile. You know, Maharaj, so Maharaj smiled. So Maharaj said that Krishna consciousness, basically, said the way he took it, is that Krishna consciousness means that you have to be happy. If you are happy, that's the best preaching. I don't know, you book distributors? Yeah, you know? When you are in a very positive mood, sometimes people just, yeah, that happens. But when you are mental, Right? You know what happens. Yeah? It's tough. You know, the no's keep coming. And then somehow you pray and be humble. Krishna, please, somehow. And then something happens and someone appears. It's, wow, I was looking for this book. I was looking for you guys. Have you had that experience? It's amazing. Anything that you do, you know. Yesterday I was stuck in the airport for like 2.5 hours or something, and nothing worked. The internet didn't work. The SIM card stuffed up. Run out of credit, run out of battery. And I was just getting like, oh man, how are we going to do it, you know? Credit card didn't work for calling the payphone, and I was just, you know. And somehow I thought in my head, you know, we just, okay, Krishna, whatever, you know, it's okay, you know, somehow. And then the guy next door, he was a reporter, he says, you guys need help? He says, you can use my phone, you know, this and that. He just cheers us up. He says, nah, it's going to be really good, going to be good. So you change and your environment changes like that. You know, Prabhupada was alone. He didn't have followers. He had a heart attack. He had, then later on, he had a stroke. We had a few followers. He had a stroke. So many difficulties. But still, he was, okay, I'm going to do this. He wasn't grudgingly doing it. He was happy. He was very satisfied. And this is the last line of this verse. Or which one? Oh, here. He says, just as a liberated soul give up his life, yeah, in regards of Ramachandra, and went to the forest with Sita. In other words, detachment or renunciation for the sake of a higher purpose, it brings a lot of pleasure. When you do it because you have to do it, then it brings a lot of pleasure. I have to do this. I may not like to do this or that. I remember the first time the devotees took me on Harinam. I had long hair. I had gone with two of my friends, and the devotees tricked us. You know, we stay overnight at the temple. We're backpacking, and we went to see a devotee friend who had joined. He says, just stay over the night, and tomorrow you will be fed, and then you can continue your traveling. So the devotees tricked us. And that morning they say, come to us to the market. We're going to get some food, some fruits and vegetables. So, yeah, it sounds cool. Let's go. So then I saw they were having the drums and things like that, you know. And I thought, oh, maybe they're doing something. And anyway, I was spaced out, you know. So they come out, and then they say, okay, now you just have to clap and chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yeah? Okay, so we're all embarrassed, you know, people watching us and all that. And then they start begging, you know, they start asking for free fruits and vegetables and things like that. I was so embarrassed. I was thinking, you know, I'm in university. I don't want people to see me doing this. And I was so embarrassed. And then they got into a circle, and then we were chanting and dancing, and they were so happy, you know, and jumping and all that. And I was so mental, so miserable. And I was thinking, what am I doing with these crazy people here? And then I had this thought, and somebody threw a potato, and and just bounced on my head. Pah! Like, you know, get out of that mentality, whatever, you know. And I thought, well, after all, they just, you know, I thought, oh, this is... And then somebody comes and says, hey, they pull me. He says, hey, you want a sack of potatoes or, you know, take. And then I was like, oh, I didn't know what to do. The potato says, yes, just go and take it. You know, so as soon as the mentality changes, everything just, I can see Krishna is there, even though I didn't understand anything. Somehow I thought, okay, yeah, well, but this is nice. We're singing and, you know, we're asking for the temple, the communal sort of idea. Yeah? So Krishna consciousness is very, very easy. And although some of us, we may feel, well, this is too heavy philosophy. You know, sometimes it's even hard to pronounce the Sanskrit. But if we just do a little endeavor, then Krishna manifests. This is the power of Krishna consciousness. Even a dog can take part. So we have no excuse, because at least we have some set of brains that, even though deficient in some cases, in my case, but still we can do. Just to conclude, we are about time, right? I remember that after the devotees gave me the Bhagavad Gita for the first time, my friend, my best friend, I just saw him in Alacho now, who preached to me, he said, if you have any intelligence, read this book. That's his line. I never forget. If you have any intelligence, read this book. I have been an honor student in something, and then very proud. So he said, if you have any intelligence, read this book. So I took it up and I read it in 4 days. It was a long weekend, just like this week, coming weekend, so it's holidays. And so I stay at home and I read it in 4 days. And I remember that after 4 days, my material life was destroyed. All my plans, I planned to be a very rich architect and build a beautiful house in front of the beach, have all my friends surfing, you know, partners, peers, and have the dogs. I had everything set out. And after 4 days, I just felt like a hole in my life, in my heart. Because what am I going to do now? You know, I mean, now, at that point, I didn't believe in God, because at the end of my school days, high schools, I took economics, and the guy was a communist, and he converted me into an atheist, got me into reading Marx and all that. So I wasn't believing in God, I wasn't interested in religion, but out of false ego, I read the Bhagavad Gita. And in 4 days, my life was destroyed by Prabhupada. I remembered I was so arrogant, I still are, but not that much, that if I read the word God, I will jump it, I won't read it. And when I saw Supreme Personality of God, it was like a triple jump. I would just skip the whole thing. I said, no, I don't believe in God. I don't. And I kept on. And Prabhupada, just like an expert wrestler, he just whacked me back and forth, you know? So after 4 days, I was finished. I didn't know what to do, you know? It's university and my new car that my mom bought to keep me happy. So I remember I went to the temple and I spoke to my friend who gave me the book. He says, well, man, what have you done? Now what am I going to do? I realize now I am a spirit soul. Krishna is God and I'm a servant of his. So I'm stuffed. So he said, Chan Hare Krishna. And Krishna will make the arrangements. And I said, but I don't want to chant Hare Krishna. I'm not a monk type of, look at my hair, look at my life. I'm not. And then he says, you have to, otherwise you cannot make it. That's the only way. And I said, but, you know, I'm not the devotee type. I don't going to wake up at 3-4 in the morning. I'm not going to be vegetarian and stop doing this and that. And then he looked at me, and I think Krishna spoke through him, and he said, chant 16 rounds and Krishna will make the arrangements. He said, I said, what? He says, chant 16 rounds. I didn't know what even a round meant. Chant 16 rounds. You know, rounds is like a boxing round. You know, you have chant 16 rounds and Krishna will make the arrangements. And somehow I said, okay, I'm going to try. You know, sometimes Prabhupada said, try for a month. He said, so I tried. And then things start happening, you know. So we all have the experience that Krishna consciousness is very simple, very easy. Sometimes it gets difficult, but not because of Krishna consciousness, because of our mind and our contaminations. So this is the process, that we take the shelter of someone more powerful than us. Guru, Krishna, Lord Ramachandra, Srimati Radharani, so powerful. So today on this auspicious day of Radhastami, let's invoke that powerful protection of Radharani, and let's try to do something for Krishna, for Srila Prabhupada, and for the devotees. So we stop here. Thank you very much for your time and attention. If there's any questions or comments, otherwise, no comments? Today is fasting, by the way, let me remind you. So there's no rush for prasadam. Jali prasadam is a big competitor when it's Bhagavatam. If there's no questions or comments, then we thank Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai, Gantarachana Bhaktam Ki Jai, Gaur Premanandi.